Let's look at Acts 11, verse 19. Feel like I'm forgetting something, yo. Single ladies getting together? Single ladies having brunch Saturday that's coming, y'all. Come on, give God some glory. They better hurry up and have that because he fixed it. Y'all better go ahead and participate now. Because he fixed it. Praise. Yeah, I think that was it, pretty. All right, okay. Acts 11 and 19. We'll read a little bit and get going. Amen. Y'all set me a timer back there, Brother Phil and Bryce and Brent. The Bible reads in 19, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenice and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Hebrews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. And much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Father, we thank you so much for your word, and we thank you for your way. We thank you that your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. Is that your phone? Oh, that's my phone. I'm going to grab your phone. All right, that's my phone. And we thank you so much, Lord God, for, hallelujah, you bringing us here. And we just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you'd accompany your word with power and with might and with anointing, and that you would govern our nation, our people, Israel, God. Be with us, O King. Save those who need saving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Saints of God, hallelujah, we've been in the book of Acts just going line by line and precept upon precept. In chapter 10, amen, we notice how God began to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. And he did that through Peter and Cornelius. We moved on to chapter 11, amen, and started a series called Antioch. Somebody say Antioch. And in chapter 11, amen, just like we discussed the first Gentile convert, Antioch represents the first Gentile church, amen. We should pay close attention to this series, amen, because the same way God changed the dispensation from our people, from the Hebrews to the Gentiles, amen, will be a very similar way he'll change it back from the Gentiles back to the Hebrews. And so, amen, we want to watch and observe this chapter very closely. We had 2 points, amen. We had 2 points, scattered abroad, the Grecians. I'm going to add another point, Barnabas, amen, and hopefully we can get through it, amen. The points are not long, so we'll just see what the Lord does. That's why I want to get my phone so I can stay on time. But we talked about scattered abroad last time. And in it, we saw how, amen, God used the persecution of the church to scatter them, amen, all over the known world. And because of that persecution, because of that scattering, the gospel was able to get out. And we went through all the different places the gospel went, amen. And we noticed that, amen, the things we think that are worse in our lives, God will actually use them to be the best things that happen to us, amen, in our lives, amen. And so last time we were here, we talked about all things working together for good, y'all, amen. And so just keep that in mind, amen, as you go through, amen, this season of of trial, of tribulation, amen, of just testing, amen, that God is working it out, amen. And a lot of times, amen, what the devil will do is, amen, he will coordinate a time of attack with a time of blessing, all right? And it's all an attempt for you don't know how, so that you won't notice how good God is being to you right now, all right? So he attacks you while you're being blessed, amen, to get your eyes off what God is doing, amen, to put your eyes on him and what he's doing. But this morning, amen, we pray a prayer of hallelujah, God, just reallocation, amen. Just govern your people's mind, Lord God, to look to the hills when which come at their help, to count their blessings, to name them one by one, to look at what the Lord has done, Lord God. Recalibrate your people, Lord God, to put their eyes on you and not their situations. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Come on, give God some glory, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a time of blessing. All right. Look at your other neighbor and say, it's a time of testing too. All right. But don't worry about the test. Just keep your eyes focused on the blessing. All right. All right. So we talked about being scattered abroad. This morning, amen, if I can, we'll cover the Grecians and we'll cover Barnabas. And it's two quick points, y'all. We might be able to do it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe. And, you know, I'm not even going to tell you a time. We're just going to just do it. All right. Hallelujah. That the Spirit said, don't tell them that. Amen. So let's begin with the Grecians. Amen. And as we begin this point, we want you to focus on the B part of verse 19. Amen. The Bible says, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phinehas, which is Phoenicia, Cyprus, we'll talk about in a second, and Antioch. They were preaching the word, but watch this. They were preaching to none but unto the Hebrews only, right? None but the Hebrews only. So as the word was scattering because of the persecution, they were doing half the job, but not all the job, right? So the persecution had helped them get out, but they wasn't touching all the people that God wanted them to touch. They would see somebody, amen, a European, and pass them right up and go talk to the Hebrew about the gospel, amen? And so they was passing up, and you see, God had already intended that the gospel should go out to every nation, y'all, amen? But they were only preaching to the Hebrew. And the reason why, Brother Sam, is because the word had not gotten out from Jerusalem about what Peter and Cornelius experienced with the vision and the angel and how God said, don't you dare call something common or unclean what I've already cleaned. So that word was still in Jerusalem. It hadn't gotten out. It hadn't spread, amen, for the rest of the church to know. You see, today we would have just text message, amen. We'd have had one of y'all put it on Facebook, amen? We'd have live streaming. Okay, it's Peter from Jerusalem. We're preaching the gospel to everybody, all right? All right? But that didn't happen, amen? Technology wasn't caught up like that. And so they were still on the old vision. Somebody say the old vision. They were still in the old dispensation, all right? They were still in the mindset that the word was primarily, amen, for the Hebrews. That God was just saving the Hebrews. But how many people know that you could be in the old mindset, in the old dispensation, when the glory has already departed and went into the new dispensation? Huh? How many people believe and know that you could be in the old church when God done made a new way and he's in the new church right now? Anybody hear me up in here? And this is important because of where we find ourselves today. A lot of people want to have Gentile church when the glory has already departed back to the Hebrews. That worship not going to work no more. That service type not going to work no more. That serving God, that's not going to work no more. I'm giving y'all too much right here. And we got our people returning to church, but they returning to the old church, the old dispensation. The glory has already gone. Well, y'all don't want too much more of this. Y'all don't want too much more of this. Amen. But the smart ones, amen, going to be able to discern where the spirit at. You understand what I'm saying? And not just the smart amongst us, but also the smart amongst the Gentiles. You see? You see? See, because we living in a day of the switch. So me and my wife, as we was coming up, we was looking for the Holy Ghost. So we'd find ourselves in those churches because guess what? That's where he was. And people used to look at us funny, like, how could y'all be that? No, I want to be where you are. It don't matter where it's at. But we're going to find ourselves in our lifetime watching more and more of them coming into our church. Because it's the desperate ones. It's the hungry ones. It's the ones that say, I don't care how people sitting around me look. I'm not worried about who's sitting around me. I'm looking at, listening for the voice that's coming from above me. And it don't matter if it's a black church, if it's a white church. Anybody hear what I'm talking about? All right, all right, all right. I'm trying to get to my notes here. Somebody say the Grecians. Right? So they were preaching to the Hebrews only, but that's about to change because God is changing. And in verse 20, and he says, and some of them, some of the Hebrews were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, all right, the Greeks, huh? Preaching the Lord Jesus. All right, now let's break that down. When they say some of them were men of Cyprus, the Hebrews who were going out preaching, some of them were men of Cyprus. Well, Pastor, where's Cyprus? Cyprus is a little island 60 miles off the Syrian, amen, coast, amen, and hallelujah. You'll see it there on the map because that's how the gospel was spreading. It was a little rich island, amen. They bought a lot of things, sold a lot of things. It was a hub of trade, and you had a lot of Hebrews that lived there. Amen. Because for a little while, Phoenicia had their cities and capitals on that island of Cyprus. Amen. So the Hebrews were comfortable there. Hallelujah. So we had Hebrews in Cyprus, but also Hebrews in Cyrene. That's what the Bible tells us. Y'all probably heard of Cyrene before because Simon the Cyrenian in the Gospels, amen, was the brother who helped Yeshua Jesus carry his cross. Anybody heard that? Amen. And before we knew we was the people, I was preaching about Simon the Syrian, recognizing where that place was. And I told y'all that that was a brother that carried the cross for Jesus. Remember when I told y'all that? Because that's in northern Africa. Amen. At the time, I just didn't know it was a brother helping him carry the cross, but it was a brother that was on the cross too. Anybody? I just didn't know that. Had like wool feet like brass, but let's continue. Amen. So we had Hebrews from Cyprus and Cyrene. Amen. And what happened? All right. The Bible says, which they when they will come to Antioch, so these brothers made their way to Antioch. And hallelujah, what happened? They spake unto the Grecians. So why would these brothers from Cyrene and Cyprus speak unto the Grecians? Well, they were fluent in Greek, y'all. These were Hebrews who were bilingual. They were fluent in Greek. And so because of that, they felt comfortable speaking to the Grecians, the Greek people. Amen. Pastor, who are the Greek people? It's the Europeans, y'all. All right? All right? And so they began preaching what? They were preaching the Lord Jesus. All right? In this point, I want to talk to you about an authentic move of God. All right? How can I tell when a move of God is authentic? How can I tell when it's real? Okay? And in this little verse, amen, hallelujah, we could see when a move of God is real. And it's important because as we experience a move right now, you need to be able to examine all what we're doing from God. All right? And I'm going to show you that it is here, right here. An authentic move of God. All right? First thing we have on my notes, amen, this morning is that when something is an authentic move of God, other believers will begin to independently operate in it, all right? Independently operate in it, all right? Pastor, what you mean by that? Watch this. Word had not gotten out about Cornelius. and about God's purpose and plan of giving the gospel to the Gentiles. That was still back in Jerusalem. But the word about spreading the gospel to the Gentiles was in Jerusalem, but the God of the word is everywhere. Anybody hear me up in here? And you will find that when God wants something done, he's not just going to do it in one place. You're going to have independent people not connected begin to operate in it, having not spoke, talked before, but they will just feel a move of God and discern that is the right thing to do. Are you with me here so far? What we have here are these brothers, these Hebrews from Cyprus, from Cyrenian, having not spoken to Peter at all. Feel an unction, a pull, a push, huh? To begin to share the gospel with the Gentiles. They were being led by the Holy Ghost, independent of having spoke with Peter. Come on, give God some glory in this house. Amen. It's like a silent whistle, y'all. Y'all know how them dogs could hear that? That confused me when I was growing up. You see them people blow that whistle and you couldn't hear nothing. Boy, your whistle broke. Huh? Your whistle is broke. But them dog will come running. God has a silent whistle for believers. The world can't hear it. The lost man can't hear it. But he said, my sheep, they know my voice and they hear my voice. And when I call, they follow me. God is up there blowing a silent whistle. And he was blowing the whistle for the first change in dispensation. And he was telling them, Brother Joe, with the whistle, share to the Grecians. Share with the Gentiles. And they didn't have to talk to Peter. They didn't have to have Facebook or YouTube. They didn't have to have text messaging or a cell phone. They had the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost sent a message to the brothers of Cyprus and Cyrene. Told them, you have mail. All right? Come on, look at your neighbor. Say, you have mail. Look at your other neighbor. Say, from the Holy Ghost. You could tell a move of God because independently, his sons and daughters going to begin to operate in it. As I look at this second move of the church going back to the Hebrews, people from all over America and all over the world are waking up independent from one another. They're not waiting for me to touch them. Now, they're finding us, but they're saying that when they find us, that I had been stirred in my spirit already about it. And the reason I even listened to you, because God had already started speaking. It was just confirmation of something that I already felt on the inside. And that's how it happened to me. It was some things that I couldn't get over scripturally and pragmatically, hallelujah, in the world that wasn't fitting. It was some puzzle pieces that was missing. Why, if they the people, they act like that? Why, if we not the people, does our story line up just with the people? All right? And so he began to unction. And as he began to unction, then you start to research. Somebody say research. And you research independently. You could tell a move of God, y'all. I'm telling you, it's like a forest fire. You see, because when the fire, the main body of the fire coming through, the wind is sending embers ahead of it. Oh, God have mercy. The wind is blowing embers ahead of it. That's why you have fires that cross rivers, Billy Clay. Fires that cross highways, amen. Because when it comes to stop the wind, somebody say the wind. Somebody say Ruah. The wind will blow the embers ahead of the fire. Blow the sparks, the embers, the little flames ahead. And that's what God does. Whenever there's a move of God, a fire of God, don't just look at the main body of the fire. Look for the embers ahead of the fire. Come on, give God some glory. You can tell a move by independent operation. Secondly, you can tell a move because it will always be biblical. It will always be biblical. Because there's some things that operate independently, but they're not of God. Because they don't follow the scriptures of the Most High God. And so as you watch for a move of God, you always got to pass the move through the filter of his word. If it don't line up with the word, then it's not a move of God. Anybody hear me up in here? And so you'll see a move that we the people, and that's good. But don't you dare go beyond what is written. Don't go back to the law. Don't go back to wearing one type of fabric. Don't go back, amen, to Shabbat. That's not part of the whole move, y'all. The move is, yeah, we the people. The move is, yeah, we waking up. But the move is, stay in the New Testament. Stay with Yahshua Jesus. Are you with me here so far? A move has to be biblical. It has to line up with the word of Almighty God. As you watch our movement, amen, it lines up with the word. It lines up with the word. As you talk about the hair of the people, the complexion of the people, the rhythm, the dancing of the people. I had one Gentile pastor tell me, see, I couldn't rest over something that was in my Bible. He said, I knew that the people was of color. I said, well, how, Pastor? I was about to say his name. I said, how, Pastor? He said, when I read how David danced, I knew that was a brother. You remember that, friend? He said, I knew it was a brother. All right, I knew it. And how they was always mistaken for the Egyptians and how they worked in Egypt like that. And you understanding what I'm saying? This is more biblical than what we've been believing. We saw in our pictures and on our paintings blue eyes and blonde hair. But our Bible never said that. So when I tell you that we biblical, I'm bringing you back to the Bible. You see, you've been walking by sight. And I'm about to bring you back to walk by faith and not by sight. And faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God. When you read the word and know the word, you don't see them people that's in Israel right now moving back to God. You don't see revival happening with that. You don't see no third wave happening like that. Nah, what you see, hallelujah, is depravity over there. Unless I digress. You see, the Grecians, how can I tell a move of God? Independent operation. But also, amen, hallelujah, it'll be biblical. The next thing you'll see is the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. In any movement, amen, that's real, you're going to see God assisting it through power. Woo! Come on, somebody, give God some glory, amen. Hallelujah. In verse 21, it says, and the hand of the Lord, the hand of Yahweh, was with them. And a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. You see, the hand of the Lord was with them. Now, the hand of the Lord here means two different things. It means the power of God, but it also could mean the judgment of God. All right? It is the power of God, but it could mean his power in judgment or his power in mercy. All right? His power in judgment and his power in mercy. And as you read your Bible, it'll talk about his hand destroying and laying waste. But then you'll also see his hand. Amen. Blessing and healing, doing signs and wonders and miracles. All right? Right here in the context, it appears that most commentators agree that the hand of the Lord here means that signs, wonders, and miracles was accompanying the Cyrenians and the people from Cyprus as they was preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. All right? So miracles began to happen. This means that God will always confirm the way he going, hallelujah, with his power. Anybody hear me up in here? All right? And I want to tell you, as we look at our movement, amen, starting from Little Lafayette, Louisiana, and you got people listening in London, in the islands, people visiting our church from overseas, amen, it reminds me of what the apostles used to say. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Little Lafayette? How in the world all this happening to a little ministry in Lafayette? A little ministry that started with a little Bible study of just 20 people. Huh? and now they're hearing about it all over the world. Is it because Pastor Omar is so smart? Is it because Pastor Omar, amen, hallelujah, is this and that? No, my friends, if you think that, you got it twisted. What you're looking at is the hand of the Lord. Anybody hear me up in here? All right? Because he'll accompany his word with power. Amen. And people will hear it and want to know it. Amen. Listen, were people visiting Philadelphia from the four corners of the earth before this doctrine bust loose? Huh? Not like that. We ain't never had nobody from southern France, from Japan. You know what I'm saying? Huh? Now, for all the different states that's contacting us, huh? Have we had that before? Amen? We switch with God into this new dispensation? No. No. The hand of the Lord. That's why I believe that churches that don't move with the Lord, y'all, they gonna dry up. Woo! You don't want to hear that? You don't want to hear that? And some pastors don't want to hear that. You see, you got to switch with the Lord for survival. Right now, they're switching with the world for survival. They're switching their doctrine to accept this type of agenda, this type of lifestyle. Amen. The devil got them changing doctrine. You see, listen, let me tell you something about this movement. We have never changed doctrine. We've changed identity, but we have never changed doctrine. The same Christ that I've been preaching is the Christ that I'm still preaching. The same gospel that I've been sold out for is the same gospel that I'm sold out for to this very day. We've never changed doctrine. We've changed identity, but we've never changed doctrine. But I want to tell you here right now that the churches that don't move with the move of God, they're going to dry up and die. They're going to drop and die. And I'm not talking about how they look on the outside. I'm talking about how they look on the inside. I'm talking about, because you can't survive unless you move with God. It would be like a plant trying to survive out the sun. It's the sunshine, amen, that allows the photosynthesis to even take place and work. All right? And it's the sun, S-O-N, his shine, that allow the process and procedures to work in his house. Anybody with me here this morning? All right? And so the hand of the Lord. We've even seen miracle signs and wonders from healings and different breakthroughs happening amongst us. If we was going the wrong way, God wouldn't be accompanying his church with these type of movements, y'all. All right? People been getting healed, yeah, y'all. People been getting blessed, yeah, y'all. They got some things happening to y'all right now that ain't never happened before we embarked upon this. You ain't never bought houses like you're buying houses. You ain't never owned the acres you have like you own the acres right now. You ain't never been promoted like you being promoted right now. You ain't never sat in class and was able to digest this information like you able to do it right now. Something has switched in you. Miracles, signs, and one is the hand of the Lord. Right? And anybody that understands themselves and can do a self-evaluation of what's going on the inside of them. You see, I don't know about you, but I know I've been changed. All right? All right? Somebody say the hand of the Lord.
All right?
You see? See, when you fully move with us, as we embark upon this new dispensation, you're going to feel like that there's nothing you can't accomplish. I would say, if God be for me. And when you realize who you are and whose you are and the time we live in, you know he for you in no other way. I can't lose. And all my blessings come in by the twos. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Kendrick, you know what I'm talking about. All right? Somebody say, the hand of the Lord. All right? How can I tell a move of God? The hand of the Lord. That's why Jesus was telling him, don't believe me for me, but believe me for the work's sake. Just Just watch what God is doing in it. All right? Next thing, hallelujah, how you can tell an authentic move of God. People will get saved in an authentic move of God. People will get saved. All right? As we look at verse, hallelujah, 21, the Bible says, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number did what? A great number believed. All right? And that's the believing unto salvation right here, y'all. All right? Because we know, amen, that in order to be saved, we're not saved by our works, but we're saved by our faith. Anybody know what I'm talking about? All right? All right? That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. All right? That's why he sent us a Savior, y'all. All right? And we don't get in by paying him. We don't get in by earning him. We believe our way into the kingdom. All right? And I'm so glad that it's by faith tonight. I mean, this morning. I'm so glad it's by faith. All right? All right? And that's what the Grecians did. When the Gentiles heard the gospel, they believed. All right? They believed. See, the Proverbs say, a word spoken in due season, how sweet it is. All right? When it is your season to hear your word, something is going to happen. Anybody hear me up in here? You see, because time and destiny meet up at that one moment. You got time, you got destiny, you got the word of God, and you got God, and it all just meet up at that one moment. You see, it was the time of the Gentiles. Anybody hear me up in here? It was the time of the Gentiles. And when the Gentiles heard the word of God during their time, something miraculous happened. It was a word spoken in what? In due. It was their season. And because it was their season, they believed like nobody's business. While the Hebrews were stiff-necked and hard-hearted, stoning Paul, kicking him out the city, the Gentiles were saying, can we hear that word tomorrow? Can you pass back tomorrow so we could hear it again? Somebody say, when is your season? You see, it wasn't our season right then. We was cast away that they might believe. It wasn't our season. We rejected him so they might accept him. It wasn't our season. Anybody hear me up in here? We sold him out so that they can receive him. It wasn't our season. But how many people know that seasons change? Are you with me here so far? And seasons do change. All right? All right? And that change of season is here. All right? And what you're going to find in this change of season is a reverse. It's a reverse. All right? Can I keep it real for a second? All right? Most Gentiles and Gentile churches are going to find it hard to stick with the Bible the way it is, with the cross the way it is, with the gospel the way it is. They're going to find it hard just to have church like we have it. And just the Bible, just preaching. Now we danced a little bit before, but that was just to get our blood pumping and to shake some haters off. But that's all that was. That was to get us ready for the word. But we ain't got to do that all service to keep you here. Because you're not just here for the song. You're not just here for the dance. You're here like the disciples, for you alone, Lord, have the words of life. Are you with me here so far? All right? And that's when a people, that's when they ready. That's when they ready. That's when they ready. When is their season, they're ready for the word. A word spoken in what? In due season. They're ready for the word. They'll travel for the word. Are you with me here so far? They'll walk here for the word.
They'll catch a cab here for the work. Why? Because it's my season. And when it's my season, I got to get this word.
The Holy Ghost telling me discern the season for him. Discern the signs of the times. I'm looking at it through a telescope and telling you the interpretation of the signs we're seeing right now. Listen to me. Listen to the music that's moving amongst the Hebrews. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Listen to our music. I can't lose because all my blessings come in by the twos. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Listen to our music right now that's moving us. That's moving us as a people. That's moving us as a people. Huh? I'm getting ready to see something I've never seen. You got to listen to the voice on the wind. You ain't listening. In the same way you listen to our songs, listen to theirs. It's a struggle. I'm going to believe even though I can't. You got to listen. Because souls are talking. Souls are singing. Souls are... A switch is happening. See, when it was the other way, they was making music. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, thy Father. Huh? Huh? They was making Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That's why them hymns so sweet, because they was, ooh, they was made when it was their season. Am I giving you too much right here? Listen to me. When my pastor in Baton Rouge was raising me up, I found that there was a problem between us, and that he saw the church as dwindling, and I saw the church as having not yet arisen. You remember that pretty? In his heart, he was saying it was going to get smaller and smaller and dwindle to nothing. But in my heart, I was saying the best days of the church had not yet come. And I thought so much that he was wrong. And he thought so much that I was wrong. When in reality, we both was right. But just in that one church was two nations. Jacob and Esau. Oh, God. And I'm not saying that like that, but I'm just saying. Yeah, because I don't submit to all of that, all right? But what I'm saying is, amen, what was in me, hey, God, was the season of our nation, y'all. All right. When our season rises, we gonna see, y'all, revival like we've never seen revival. We gonna see Billy Graham's come out of our people. D.L. Moody's come out of our people. Crusades and campaigns all over the country for our people. See, what you're seeing here right now, we just the first fruits yet at Philadelphia. But you can't imagine the pastors that's getting in touch with us and the people that's emailing us. Amen. And they're a little slow because, listen, they got a lot to lose, but your pastor just crazy. He don't care about it because he know he can't lose. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care about none of that. Man, if God be for me, who could be against me? When God tell me something, man, that's the hood in us, Clay. That's that MP Mall. Now, I know why I went to MP Mall. You're like, boy, I don't care, boy. I don't care. What? Yeah, Portales. Throw your ones up, Portales. We hood for a reason. A ghetto? Educated, but still a little ghetto. Listen, the people started getting saved, y'all. The Grecians, when they heard the word, it was just like Cornelius. When Cornelius heard the gospel, y'all, listen, they got saved on the spot because it was their season. When the Grecians heard our brothers from Cyprus and Cyrene, they got saved on the spot because it was their season. Listen, all we got to do is open our mouth and preach the gospel to our people. You know, when a fruit is ripe, it's ready for the picking. And sometimes fruit could be so ripe, you don't even got to pick it. It's going to fall. Our people are ripe. They're ready. They got God on their mind like they've never had God on their mind before. Even the worldly ones of us. Listen. You're getting ready to see. Some you ain't never seen. God bless the truth. Their mind is on God. Their mind is on God. All right? And while I wouldn't subscribe to all that they're doing, amen, by mixing the world with the church, you know what I'm saying? But what I want to tell you about that is there's something, I wouldn't do it, but there's something good that I'm seeing that can come out of it. You know he work all things together. You know, they got to be careful not to come too close to the church. They won't rap on all these gospel music and all that. They better be careful. See, because the devil meaning it for bad, but God going to mean it for good. And them boys that's playing too close to the church, Snoop and all them other, they playing too close. You're going to wind up getting saved and delivered. And you playing it, you mess around, play by the cross. You play around by the gospel when it's your season. You're going to hear a word. Mess around, accidentally get saved. Oops. I never meant it. Hebrews will fill the church like no other time. Not only that, listen, we winding down. We ain't going to do Barnabas, and Barnabas is where I want to be at too. So y'all come next week for that, because this is going to be how to implement, you know what I'm saying, the revival on a national level. This is where I'm going to talk about where we're going to change from going chapters to something else, all right? This is how we're going to help God implement the revival across the nation. It's going to come out the word. It's coming out the word. We just going to watch what the early church did, all right? And we're going to do what they did. Amen. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. All right? All right? So the last thing right here, as you see an authentic move of God, amen, you're going to see believers acting independently. God just going to be moving. You're going to have like the unnamed exorcists in the Bible. And people just, and you won't stop them. You say, Lord, stop him. He not from us. What you mean he not from us? I'm doing something independent because this is how I'm moving. All right? We're going to see, amen, not only that, but you'll see, hallelujah. Let me put on my glasses. Good. Yeah. It's going to be biblical. You'll see the hand of the Lord. People will get saved when it's an authentic move of God. All right? Next thing, people are not only going to get saved, they're going to turn to the Lord. They're going to turn to the Lord. All right? And I just wanted to talk about this one, amen, because it's very significant for me. Amen? You see, the Bible don't really say things twice for nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So you'll read 21 and say the hand of the Lord was with him, a great number believe and turn to the Lord, and you'll be like, okay, that's meaning they got saved. And he's saying they got saved like two times. He's saying they got saved. No. When he's saying that they turned to the Lord, it means they turned to the Lord and they turned away from something else. Are you with me here so far? The Grecians, the Greek, with all of their polytheistic beliefs, all their duplicity of gods, you know, whether it's Zeus
and Apollos and Venus and all these other things. And so they got all these gods, amen, and they're doing all these things with black magic and witchcraft and voodoo, and they worshiping death and Hades, and that's where they was. All right? Can I prophesy for you, tell you for a moment? Can I tell you where they was is where they going again? You don't want to hear that, though. Deacon tell me all the time that if you don't watch closely, Deacon tell me all the time, Deacon caught up, he say they going where we coming out of. You see, and it's simple. You see, it's the Lord that make it rich. It's the Lord that shows up with blessing and healing. It's him. But when you forsake the fountain of living waters for broken cisterns, you're going to get what you got coming to you. And we know this all too well. All right? When it was their season, prosperity. When it wasn't our season, poverty and brokenness. Begging on street corners. Dirty, living ratchet. Things not working out. All right? But when the switch... Now, some of y'all can't see it. But I ride through the neighborhoods and I'm seeing things I ain't never saw. My children don't believe me. I say, baby, this never was like that. We never saw Gentiles in these neighborhoods. We never saw them at the corners. We never saw them with signs. It was always us that was like that. I'm not talking bad about them. I'm talking good about him. When you don't have him, that's where we all end up. And listen to me. When they attach themselves to us in our churches, with our doctrine, with our true preaching and preaching sin, righteousness, and the judgment to come, when they attach themselves to the anointing, that which is happening in their people will not happen to them. Are you with me here so far? We always had a Ruth among us that was blessed by attaching herself to us. Your people shall be my people. Your God shall be my God. And you're going to be blessed as long as you serve our God. Listen to me. So when we ride around, we see a people infatuated with Hades again. Pastor, what's Hades? Death. They got a skull on everything. A skeleton on everything. We used to just see it for Halloween, but they all into skeletons and zombies and this and that. You're infatuated with death. Be careful being infatuated with death. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Stop being infatuated with that. Take the skeletons off your stuff. Don't go with that style. Don't dress with zombie fingernails. Don't dress like you're dead. Don't put your hair like, stay away from that type of stuff. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Anytime you want somebody to go a certain way, you set a certain thing before their eyes. And what you see, you're going to become. Can't figure out why they shooting up themselves. Can't figure out why the suicide rate is high. Listen to me. Deacon say, they going where we coming from. And we going where they coming from. I'm getting ready to see. I'm telling you. Something you've never seen. Listen to me. So while that's going on, going back to a more, polytheistic thinking, multiple gods in the Gentiles. They're just going back to Greek and Roman ways. In fact, the Greek gods are resurfacing. They're resurfacing, actually. All these things about the Titans, and that's all going back to the Greek gods.
All right? So watch all of that. Okay? All of our holidays are Greek and Roman and pagan. All of that. All that. And it's trying to bring us back. But you see, while they are going back to where they came from, we going back to where we came from. All right? And so you're going to find, hallelujah, inside of you, amen, hallelujah, a rejection of pagan ways. You're not going to want to do it like you used to do it. Christmas not going to be the same to you. If you celebrate it, you ain't going to do it like you used to do it. Resurrection Day, I'm going to call it Easter, won't be the same to you. See, because your eyes opening, you're waking up, you're woke. You understand what I'm saying? Valentine's Day ain't going to be the same to you. St. Patrick's Day won't be the same to you. Because you're getting deeper and you're asking yourself, why am I doing this? What does this mean? What is the history behind this? Where did this come from? And if it ain't come from Yah, if it ain't come from the Bible, if it ain't came from God, then why am I even participating in it to begin? I'm just showing you what's already happening on the inside of you. I ain't telling you nothing new. And some going to stop celebrating all the time. That's you. You do what you do. Others going to make it for what it really was intended. Christ, his resurrection. I ain't here to judge nobody. Let every man celebrate the day how he wants. The Greeks, when it was their season, not only believed and got saved, they turned to the Lord. They let go all of their pagan ways. They let go all of the black arts, the voodoo, the hoodoo. They let go all of the demigods and false gods. They let all of that go, amen, and true repentance happened. They not only believed, but they repented and changed. They turned to the Lord. Why is this important for us to understand? As the Hebrew revival sweeps across America, our people as well will turn to the Lord. They will turn from the crack houses. They will turn from the prescription medication. They will turn from heroin. They will turn from drug dealing. They will turn from gangbanging. They will turn from robbing and jacking and stealing. They will turn from music that does not minister. They will turn. They will turn. They will turn unto the Lord, and it will affect the economy of America. It will affect the economy of America. Because the things we used to buy when we was lost, we won't buy those things no more. You're not going to the store and buying a fifth of this and a case of that. That's done with, because we are turning to the Lord. Listen to me. If anybody got a business mindset, a business model mindset, understand that economics is about to change in the Hebrew community. Develop a business, where we going, not where we coming out of. Former drug dealers, listen, that ain't going to sell no more like it used to. Develop a business, not where we coming out of, but where we going. Where are we going? Away from that. To this, we buying cars, we buying houses, we open up business, we buying property, this is where we are going. Oh God, can you see ahead? Can you see ahead? They turn to the Lord, and there are certain things that's going to increase in our communities like never before. As we turn to the Lord, there's never been a better day to be a pastor. Never been a better day to be a teacher of the Word of God. Never been a better day to be a minister, a deacon. It's never been a better day. Why? Because the church is going to be full. And people going to want the word. They're going to be searching high and low for it. They calling us from Atlanta. They calling us from Chicago. Do you know of a church? Is there anybody you could send? And next time we're going to talk about it when we come. As we talk about the vision for Barnabas. Come on, give God some glory in this house. Come on, give him some glory. Woo! We're getting ready to see something we've never seen in our people. And it should bring you hope. Your sons and daughters are coming out of their present situations. I prophesied to the dry bones. I'm telling you, I know they ain't doing nothing and they just siphoning money from you, but something is about to change. It's about to change. But Pastor, you don't know my son and my daughter. I don't care. I know a Savior and I know the Most High God and I know his times and I know his season and I know what season we in. I know what's about to happen because the Bible tells me so. Listen, seasons are changing. And we're about to walk into our season. We are about to see, hallelujah, hallelujah, the continuation of an authentic move of the Most High God. All right? Come on, give God some glory in this house. Woo! And it's not for us to be proud because we're coming from where they're going. It's not for us to be prejudiced. Because any one of them that want to come with us, the Bible prophesied that the time would come where they would grab on to your skirts and say, take us to your God. That's the prophecy of the last days. And guess what? What are we going to say? No. Come on. Come to church. Your people going to be my people. Your God going to be my God. Let's pray. Father God of heaven and earth, we thank you so much for your goodness unto us. We thank you for a change of guard, a change in the season. Father, we know that it is, Lord God, our time. We are observing and seeing things we've never seen and being blessed in ways we've never been blessed before in. So God, please help us to keep focus on you. Help the enemy not to cloud our vision. Help us to recognize the times and the seasons we are in and not to get caught up, God, in these trivial, trifling seductions of Satan to take our eyes off the prize, to take our eyes off the skies, to take our heart off of heaven. We need you, Daddy. Ain't no greater time of temptation than when a people is blessed. No greater time, Lord God, of tripping up when we are lifted up so high. So, Daddy, please help us to remember and never forget from whence we came from. To remember the ghettos and the hoods and the projects. To remember the food stamps and the welfare. Remember, God, the bologna sandwiches and the fans and the windows. Remember, God. So that when we see another people hurting, that we would always remember that we were strangers in a foreign land. Help us, God, never to be what we hate, never to do what they've done to us. God, in the name of Jesus, you place the love inside of us that can only come from glory. Help us to love our way through this new season. We just thank you for it, Daddy. Help us not to miss it. Now, Father, as was with the Grecians, when they heard your word in their season, they couldn't help but to be saved. I pray now that there be some in this room who in their season hear the word and say, I gotta. There's gotta be more. I'm desperate for a change. I pray in the name of Jesus that they be saved this morning. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Come on, give God some glory in this house. If you are here, 2,000 years ago, a man came to earth. His Hebrew name is Yeshua. His Latin, Greek, English name, we call him Jesus. But what you call him is not as important as who he is. He is the Son of God. And he came from heaven to earth, y'all, amen, and wrapped himself in the womb of a little Hebrew girl named Mary. He lived a perfect life, did signs, wonders, and miracles. And while they wanted him to be king of the Hebrews and release us from Roman occupation, his purpose was not war in the physical, but in the spiritual. He didn't come to tear down the kingdoms of men. He came to tear the devil's kingdom down. And so he was taken to the cross, where he laid down his life as a sacrifice and a substitute for all those of Adam's lost seed who are called sinners. And that's all of us. For there's not a man that sinneth not amongst us in deed, word, or thought. And Jesus came, died on the cross, buried in the grave, and on the third day he rose with the promise that whoever believes in him, trusts in him, calls upon him, that they would never perish but inherit eternal life. That's the gospel. That's salvation. And it only takes you believing and saying yes. I want to pray with you. Before we go out and baptize, amen, because some have already believed, and that's why they go into the water. After you believe, the water's next. But in this place, we're going to have some Hebrews and maybe some Gentiles who it's your season. And a word spoken in due season, how sweet it is. If you want to be saved, I'll make sure that you're saved. Make your way to the altar. We're going to pray. And then we go into the water with those who want to be baptized. Come on up. Come on up. I don't want to take too much time. Come on up. Come on up. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Let's make sure. Bible says, make your calling an election sure. For those that's getting baptized, amen, now would be the time for you to go and get changed up, amen. But if you feel like you're going to change later, you need to be at the altar. Come on up to the altar. All right? But for those that feel like they want to change and do they think now, you could do that too. I'm just going to take a few seconds and we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Because it's a new season, y'all. It's a new season. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Ooh. Prosperity. It's a new season for you. Oh my God. The devil wants you to miss your season. You sit there in that house and argue and spring them past. Worry about them children and spring them past. Worry about your finances and spring them past. Nah, devil, that ain't happening. I'm opening the windows. I'm opening the blinds. I'm coming out. I'm going to enjoy my season. I'm going to enjoy my season. Here we go. Here we go. Just bow your head. Say, God, I thank you that it's my season. A season of blessing, prosperity, and favor. I thank you that you've been blessing me like never before. Please forgive me
for griping, complaining, and taking my eyes off of the prize. Now, Lord, I admit I made my share of mistakes, but I believe with all my heart that you died on the cross for all my sins. You were buried in the grave, and on the third day, you rose with all power. I thank you that it's my season. I thank you for a word in due season. Save me now. Forgive me now. Heal me now. Bless me now. Deliver me now. Redeem me now. Fix my family, my marriage, my children, my finances. Fix it now in Jesus' name. Come on, give him glory, somebody. Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new season. I got to get out of the way. I got to get out of the way. It's a new season, baby. It's a new season. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Fresh anointing is coming your way. Woo! Woo! Oh God. Season. Season of power. Of power. Of prosperity. It's a new season. Oh God.
It's a new season.
Not gonna be able to keep you down. Not gonna be able to keep you down. My season. My season.
It's a new season.
Open your eyes. It's your season. It's your season. Open your eyes. The fields are ripe for the harvest. It's your season. Hallelujah. Seasons. Seasons.
It's flowing.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. It's your season. It's your season. Ooh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Something's going to happen in your children. And your children's children. Oh, God, it's a new one. Something you've never seen before. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Be gracious to you, my uncle.
Amen.
Bless you.
It's flowing my way.
Tell me
a season of power.
God, we pray for Elijah right now. We pray for our children and our children's children. You know the dark places that they are in. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Come on, it's your season. It's your season. It's your season. Woo, you've been supporting them. They're going to be able to support you. It's a new season. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Prosperity. It's a new season. It's a new season.